to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
So over the last few days, I had a really interesting conversation with, I think, in my opinion, one of the most influential, if not most important people in the real estate industry, Mr. Bradley Inman. So Brad and I are talking, this is over the weekend, and he and I are talking about the iBuyer phenomena. We're talking about, you know, Zillow, instant offers. We're talking about that, right? That seems to be the topic that a lot of people are fearful over. And Brad made we had done, as you guys know, a podcast the previous week on essentially how you guys can compete with instant offers and really what it means to you and all the rest of it. So I suggested to Brad that we create a series of podcasts that he's going to publish and we're going to publish. They're going to basically be an exact step-by-step plan on how you guys can create your own iBuyers instant offers program. Sorry for my snicker there. But I just love things like this because it really truly gives you guys a competitive edge in the marketplace. I know a lot of you, based on the emails we got when we did that series of shows, were fearful over what if you actually have someone that wants to purchase or wants to sell a property for wholesale and you didn't really know what to do. So what we're going to do, and we're going to do these probably, Julie, next week, is we're going to do 3 shows for you guys, and the shows are going to be very, very, very drop-down basic on how you can form your own iBuyer program, including how what to do if you happen to get a wholesale opportunity, someone wants to just basically wholesale the house, and you don't have anyone, and you don't have the ability to purchase, and you don't have an actual investor that wants to purchase. I'm going to tell you guys that the national buyers for those types of things. So we're going to give you guys all the specific information so that you literally can form your own iBuyers program. iBuyers just basically being, you know, like a instant offers program. I know I'm throwing around iBuyer and instant offer, but just look at them as the same thing. The important thing is, and brokers, and this is the conclusion that Brad and I both came to, and this is the reason that we're going to do this with Inman as far as these shows. The conclusion is that it is absolute batshit crazy that brokers, or really, frankly, agents, are not innovating on that front, because that is where inevitably, and I do think this is true, and I made it very clear when we did the shows a couple weeks ago, I think it's inevitable that the buyers or the sellers are going to start basically expecting you to have some kind of wholesale offer for them. In the event that they don't want to screw around trying to sell the house, you know, going through the retail process. And a lot of you guys have mental hang-ups about that because you're saying, oh, my gosh, Tim, someone's going to be selling for less than had they retailed the house through the normal process, and you're right. But, guys, you need to accept the fact that not everybody cares about that. And if you haven't been in the business long enough or haven't done enough transactions, I know that sounds batshit crazy, but it's true. You're going to get occasionally folks that just want to sell the house for all kinds of reasons. Simply for the fact that they don't want the hassle of preparing the house to market. They just want to basically have the house sold, move to the next one, and if they're leaving 10 or 20% on the table, they don't care. Those folks have always been in the market. They're not the desperate, distressed properties. They're not distressed owners. Sometimes they're just people that don't want the hassle. And I think we're going to see, assuming that Zillow scales that idea effectively, we're definitely going to see more interest in that type of product. So anyway, well, we're going to be doing a series of shows next week. I want you guys to make sure you tune in. Brokers, office managers, ambitious individual agents, make sure you employ what we're going to tell you, because it's going to become critical if you want to stay competitive as the market starts to evolve and as these online companies like Zillow start focusing more on trying to generate seller leads, which thus far they've really been crappy at, which, by the way, I think they'll continue to be really crappy at. They've tried so many things, and at the end of the day, the listing side of the business is, you know, essentially it's untouchable by these tech companies, and it always will be for a whole host of reasons that we'll also talk about on the show next week. So, Julie, we're going to pick up where we left off on today's show, where we left off yesterday. But before we do, I believe you have some announcements and some shout-outs from Facebook, from our private Facebook page.
Yes, that's right. So the T-shirt shop is open, and yes, our member Greg Richardson did a fantastic job modeling his choice of Harris Rules, number 27. Do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level possible. So thank you for modeling that, Greg. And many more of you have ordered your shirts. So, Tim, how does that work? There's a link there, and it's pretty easy to fulfill that, right?
Yeah, it's just for look, it's just for Premier Coaching members, and we're going to give you guys shirts for free. We had we opened the store right before the 4th, and we made it available 50 shirts available for the first 50 people that downloaded. Well, those got gobbled up really quick. So now I've asked our Tim Ventura, our guy who manages everything in our tech area, to open up the store again for another 50 free shirts. So members, go to the private Facebook page. I'm going to ask you to go through a couple, you know, you have to go to the private Facebook page, and then the link and the code to put into the checkout is there so that you don't have to pay for the shirt. We have 30 different shirt designs. Just pick whichever one that resonates the most with you. And then here's the deal. You have to have a picture taken or take just a quick selfie with yourself wearing the shirt. That's it. That's all I ask for in exchange, and then post it back on the Facebook page or just email me the image directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com. Obviously, I want to have a ton of images of agents wearing our T-shirts, and we're going to use that for marketing. We're going to use that in our upcoming book, which, by the way, is called Harris Rules. So this should be something fun that you guys can, you know, I don't know. It's cool. And I'm wearing one of the shirts right now. Which one am I wearing? I'm wearing Harris Rules number 9, and the shirts are actually really great quality. They're not too stiff. So if you're in a hotter than tarnation area of the country like we are in Texas, the shirts are perfect outside. You know, they're thin. It's a high-quality type of shirt. Boy, that's so funny. We're talking about T-shirts on our podcast, but there you go. So members, take advantage of that. And also, okay. We announced yesterday – let me get through these other two things, Julie, since you brought it up. Yesterday we announced it. I'm going to announce it again today. We are definitely looking for some of you who are interested in working directly with us on our sales side of the business as a new member coach. And as a new member coach, you talk with folks about joining the coaching program. It is a salary plus commission job. We're looking for 5 people. I think probably we'll have these positions filled hopefully this week. If you're interested, email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com, tim@timandjulieharris.com. There's obviously we're experiencing a lot of growth, and I want I was thinking, you know, we need to hire more salespeople, and then I was thinking of going all the normal conventional routes, monster.com. Then I thought to myself, hey, you know, you have some of the best agents, some of the most loyal listeners. Why don't you offer the jobs to them, and they'll probably bring a hell of a lot more energy, enthusiasm, motivation, and really being already part of our tribe to their sales calls. So heck yeah. So you guys who are interested in working directly for us, this is a full-time job. You know, these jobs done well, these positions pay at least probably $50,000 to $60,000 a year. At probably my top salesperson will earn $120,000 to $150,000 this year. So these are not low-paying jobs. So if you're interested, email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com. But remember, it is a sales position. Okay, Julie, do you have any shout-outs, any other people you'd like to recognize from the Facebook group?
Absolutely. So we have an outbound referral for one of our members looking in Charlestown, West Virginia for a referral, agent-to-agent referral is sitting there waiting for someone. And then there's a lot of discussion about the whiteboards are always a popular thing on our site. Not, you know, whiteboards on their own are not all that exciting until you know the magic of them. So our members who have listened to the coaching calls that go with them know the magic in the whiteboards. And there's a lot of creative different things there. Some of them use gold frames. I've seen people use magnets, lots of different ways to post them. So there's a little discussion on that. That's kind of fun. And I think that's pretty much it. Yes. So, and some fun videos
whiteboards.
Like that. But I think they're doing a great job.
You gave me the first perfect segue. Guys, listen, the whiteboard is part of your business plan, having whiteboards in your office. These are the dry erase boards, right? If you want the business plan or fill-in-the-blank business plan, it's called the Real Estate Treasure Map. Now, you're more than go to Amazon and buy the book. That's fine. But I just assume give it to you. Go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. If you're on our main website, timandjulieharris.com, you can just fill in the box there. And when you do, you'll be entitled to a free coaching call with one of our new member coaches. In addition to that, we're going to give you 6 of those books, including the Real Estate Treasure Map. Definitely take advantage of that. The Real Estate Treasure Map, Julie insists this is the favorite book that she's ever written. She writes most of her books, as you guys know. And I know why, because it's very practical. There's not a lot of Mickey Mouse or BS. It's open the book, do this. And literally in the Real Estate Treasure Map, which you will get instantly as soon as you fill out that form in digital format. Just print it out and just fill it in, fill in the pages. And here's what motivated us originally to write this, is that the business plans that were being given to agents were just complete garbage, and agents would fill them out by force usually at a seminar with their office manager, with their broker or whatever, and then never do anything with them, and no one would ever basically go back to them. And the reason that those business plans, most business plans, most goal-setting experiences suck and they never work is because a goal is a dream with an action plan, and so it's easy to come up with goals, but it's hard to come up with the action plan, and that's what the Real Estate Treasure Map does for you. It walks you through not just how to set goals. Again, that's easy. Everybody sets goals, you know. Yeah, some people have a goal of not setting goals, but that in itself is a goal. So guess what? You set goals too. So, you know, it's the action plan that you have to really focus on. And the Real Estate Treasure Map walks you through the exact step-by-step of how to go about formulating your goals and then actually implementing your goals through your own action plan. So that's what's cool about it. And I understand why it's Julie's favorite book. You guys get that book for free. Just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. So, Julie, if you don't have any other announcements, I believe
we're good.
Concentration. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So yesterday we ramped up by talking about controlling your mind and the impact that that has. And in order for that to happen, you had to understand where you're actually at in the cycle of growing your business. We talked about formulation being the getting ready to get started and getting clear on what real estate is supposed to be providing for you and your family. Then we talked about after you got that figured out, you get into concentration mode where you're implementing, you're deploying, you are polishing your skills, you're going on more appointments. And a lot of times that seems like you're just having tons of effort. Sometimes you get great results. Sometimes it feels like banging your head into the wall. This is why agents sometimes are stuck there. They never get out of concentration. But for those of you who persevere and understand the process and master concentration and accept the fact that all of your effort doesn't always equal results, but when you're working hard every day, you will get results. Once you've mastered that, then you have to, then you figured out how to make your efforts equal results, and that leads to momentum. So in this stage, the all-important momentum stage, you have figured out how to leverage your knowledge to create predictable, duplicatable results, at least most of the time. You understand what effort is required, how much, how frequently, and what level of skill you must deliver. This is when the aha moments happen. The light bulbs are going off over your head. The business becomes more fun. You're generally winning, saving money. You feel like your efforts do equal results. You're still working, trying, striving, polishing, but it's not the all-out grind that it was during concentration when you were really in learning mode and trying mode and sometimes getting knocked down and sometimes being propped up. Momentum's a lot more fun. We want to stay in
Julie,
momentum.
Let's make sure it does. But here's what really matters is where most people fail, and we talked about this yesterday too, is most people fail in concentration. And everyone seems to like the plane taking off analogy that we came up with decades ago, mm-hmm. So I'll just repeat this. Again, guys, formulation is loading the plane, fueling the plane, getting the plane ready to take off. Concentration is where the plane is taxied to the runway, and the plane now has to put down throttle in order to clear the runway. It has to have enough thrust to be able, enough fuel has to be used, enough force has, you know, the whole thing. And if you guys can put yourself in the plane, either as a pilot or a passenger, the plane shakes. You know, when we're riding in planes, Julie always squeezes the crap out of my hand. She doesn't even know it because she's scared when the planes are taking off.
Like it.
But that's basically, that's the concentration phase. And where so many people fail, not just in our industry but in every industry, is they get through the formulation stage. That's the first stage. That's the doing, like you join the Premier Coaching Program, you swear up and down you're gonna do what Tim and Julie ask you to do, you're gonna implement it, you're gonna really rock this thing out, and then you move to concentration, and then you have to start really doing the work consistently. That's really where all of our Harris rules kicks in, right? The doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it, the follow one course until successful, all those types of things, those sayings really all come from concentration, because we know from being coaches forever that that's the hardest part for most folks, is that's where they give up. That's where the plane is on the runway. The pilot is, you know, putting more throttle down. The plane is shaking. The whole frame is shaking. The front runway landing gear starts to, you know, pick up, and then all of a sudden the back running gear starts to pick up, and then all of a sudden what happens if the pilot decides to cut the fuel again? Boom, crashes right back down. Then you have to start back where you started again, and you have to literally go back back to the gate, you have to go back to formulation, and then you da-da-da-da-da. So when you guys skip around from different ideas, when you guys go to one shiny object to the other, Facebook ads, I'm going to form a team. That's the cure from all my problems. I'm going to go to this. I'm going to go to that. I'm going to go to this seminar. I'm going to go to that seminar. I'm looking for the thing. When you guys force yourselves out of the concentration mode, because no one's been honest with you to tell you the concentration mode sucks. It does. Doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it sucks. Going and knocking on that FISBO when you would rather be home, you know, doing something else with your family sucks. Doing the work every morning when you have to make the prospecting calls when every 10th call is going to be an asshole sucks. That's the truth. You want me to? You want someone to lie to you? Go to a seminar. They'll tell you how it's all basically do this passive thing and that passive thing and clouds part, unicorns basically crap gold bricks for you. I mean, isn't that kind of what the rest of the industry is telling you? I'm not going to, and Julie's not going to, and our coaches aren't going to lie to you. The hard part is the concentration thing, but that's where you have to stay. And you have to stay there until you get results. You cannot give up. Otherwise, just like the plane taking off, or rather, in this case, the plane stopping the effort, stopping the fuel, throttling back, smack down on the runway, that's how many of you, that's the experience you guys continuously have, not just in your businesses, but in your personal lives. Smack back down the runway, then you have to start again. Think about that concept. Think about that. How many of you have literally, not since you were kids, and this when I'm on have someone on a private coaching call, I ask them this question when they're trying to, when they're doubting themselves, which so many of you guys do, like, you know, can I really achieve? Can I really be successful? Can I really do it? Da, 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 da. All these sort of, you know, self-imposed limitation thoughts you guys put in your heads. I always ask the question, can you name a time in your life when you did something truly miraculous, where you really hit it out of the park, where maybe the odds were against you? And almost always the people say no. And then I say, and that's, I would say 99% of the time, no one does anything that really truly makes them uncomfortable when they're adults. Most people will only basically, they're seeking comfortable, easy environment to comfortable, easy environment, comfortable, easy thing to comfortable, easy thing. That is a new phenomenon in our country. It didn't used to be that way. It's a plague of laziness that's sort of taken over. So then I have to say, well, when you were a kid, was there a time when you did something, you know, truly against the odds, miraculous? And then almost always they'll have maybe one or two experiences. They won a spelling bee when they're in the fourth grade. I mean, literally, guys, this is how aggressive some of you guys have to be, realizing that you have within you the ability to be incredibly successful at anything you set your mind to. So maybe it was a spelling bee, or maybe someone was in the military and they saved somebody's life. I love those stories. Maybe it was somebody that was, you know, an athlete. And, you know, now they don't even look like an athlete. They're, you know, 50 pounds overweight, and they have bad knees, and they don't – but they then reconnect with the person that they were, and they're realizing within their DNA, within their code, within their master design is indeed the ability to achieve greatness. And when you reconnect with that, guys, then you're going to stay in the concentration mode. But realize that everything around you is literally surrounded with the reinforcement of living a small, limited life. Fear. If you watch the news, if you basically are going to hang out with losers, let's call them what they are, if you're going to read crap posts on social networking, if you're going to go listen to losers talk to you about doing loser activities because they're trying to appease your desire to be lazy, you're just basically going to stay in concentration, if not formation, your entire life. Those of you who are in your 60s, in your 70s, in your 80s, and we have coaching clients in those ages, here's the thing that's magical to me about coaching folks in these age groups, is you guys know what I'm saying is true. I don't have to sell it to you because you've been going back and forth between getting ready to get started and actually knowing you had to drill down for decades. And now you're at a point in your life when you just basically are going to leave it all in the – many of you are like this. I want to be able to take care of my grandchildren. I want to finally travel. I want to have some financial security I've never had before. And then the question, then they always, and you're, some of you are listening to this podcast right now, and I'm going to end up talking to you sometime in the next couple months. And you're going to say, I listened to your podcast, Tim, and I heard what you said, and I knew it was me. I knew I was never really willing to completely commit to something and stay focused on that particular accomplishment of that goal. And I know, looking back in my life, that has been my pattern. I've done that throughout my life. I've done that with my health. I've done that with my family. I've done that with my spirituality. I've done that with my finances. I've done that professionally, where you haven't stayed in the suck long enough to get the result. Okay? That's the truth. You want us to sugarcoat it? You want us to make you feel better? You want us to, you know, sort of Dr. Phil you and Tony Robbins you so you feel motivated so we're working on your mindset? Not this podcast. I don't know about you guys, I've had enough of that bullshit to last me a lifetime, and so have you, because nobody wants to tell you that the concentration is all about enduring the suck, getting through it, becoming the person that deserves the success that all of you claim you want. Does that make sense, Julie?
Yeah, couldn't have said it better. I mean, that is the God's honest truth. You have
yeah,
to
pretty
get
much,
through
right?
concentration. You cannot skip this stage. What happens to agents that skip the stage? They got to put the plane back on the runway and start all over again. And eventually, they're running out of fuel and they don't feel like doing it anymore. And those are the agents that wash out of the business. So, just
hey,
saying.
Hey, Julie, I gotta take a quick commercial break. We'll be back in 48 seconds. And when we do,
perfect.
We're going to describe to you, once you're in concentration, how to know it and how to stay in concentration.
Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris is brought to you in part by FirePoint.
Growing a real estate business is all about knowing your numbers. Long-term success in real estate is knowing how to capitalize on those numbers daily. As the head of your team, whether it's 100, or even 1,000 people, FirePoint is the all-in-one business solution for you. Created by agents for agents, FirePoint is more than just another CRM. FirePoint offers a complete picture of your business, from lead generation to team management and accountability, and the best return on investment reports in the industry. FirePoint is the solution that is focused on what matters, showing you the most profitable path to more closed transactions. Schedule a free demo at firepoint.net.
A very nice commercial done by our own Gina Masters and her pastor husband, Josh Masters. So, guys, in case you're listening, very good job on that. I love that spot. All right, so, Julie, let's talk about momentum, and I'll get you started on this. So in this stage,
sure.
you have figured out how to leverage your knowledge to create predictable, duplicatable results, at least most of the time. You understand the power of spokes. You understand the fact that you have to implement the spokes that are going to generate the most consistent business for you. You understand what effort is required, how much, how frequently, and with what level of skill you must deliver. The business is a lot more fun. You're generally winning, saving money, and you feel like your efforts equal results. You are still working. You're still trying, you're still striving, you're still polishing, but it's not like an all-out grind that was during the concentration mode. And I'm going to give you guys a personal example. He doesn't listen to the podcast every day, but Ben Salem is a great agent in L.A. I've coached him on and off for, I don't know, 10, 12 years. So Ben had an experience where basically he's in L.A., he works with a lot of he's been working with a lot of celebrities. Well, he had some breakthroughs that happened recently where he basically has done such a good job for so many at this time. He's starting to get these referrals from the, you know, Jennifer Aniston's husband. You know, all these people are starting to do business with him and seek him out because he's building such a great reputation. So we're having this our coaching calls right before this podcast. And he's telling me about all these incredible experiences he had over the 4th of July weekend, you know, all these celebrities. It's like, and he doesn't even say their name. I have to ask them. You know, he'll say, and I had another celebrity client, and I had another celebrity client. And I was like, all right, dude, what are their names? I mean, I'm from Ohio. I still get geeked up about that, but he doesn't, you know. He'll be on the phone with some famous person and, you know, doing a real estate transaction. It doesn't even impress him anymore. But here's the thing. He is at the point now where he's making so much money helping so many people because he's been willing and was willing to stay in the concentration mode where he was willing to do what he didn't want to do and he didn't want to do it at the highest level. He had to work with tons of business managers, tons of talent agents. He had to work with, you know, the assistants for the talent agents that beat the crap out of him. He had to work his way to the point now where essentially the business feels almost magical to him. And that's really what the momentum stage is all about. So I'm going to take you guys back to the plane, okay? So here's the plane. You're in the plane. Now, again, you had the rocket and the rolling and the effort and the whole thing to finally get the plane off the ground. You were smart enough, even though you were tempted, you were smart enough to keep the throttle down. Now you've reached cruising altitude. Congratulations, you are at the momentum phase. You can now take off basically we're going to give you food. You can go to the bathroom. You're good. You are now at a point where you can relax. The plane gets quieter. Now think about this, guys. It's true. The plane gets quieter. Why? Because the throttle is not – the power to keep the plane at that altitude does not – it doesn't require as much fuel. The fuel is required when you're getting your ass and your business off the ground. At cruising altitude, the pilot actually can cut back on the amount of throttle. The plane gets quieter, and assuming you avoid the turbulence, which inevitably happens in real estate, the bad closing, the jerky seller, the snotty other co-op, all that type of thing is a little bit of turbulence. That's all called normal, but But the reality of it is once you reach the momentum phase, then things get easier. You just wake up in the morning and it's like you have your listings are selling. You're getting leads. And, guys, it doesn't matter what the interest rates are. It doesn't matter what the market is. It doesn't matter. You have worked yourself into a point where you have enough momentum that business just seems to flow. Now, there's a fear that I have for all of you that are in that phase, and we have thousands of you guys who are. You know, when you have nearly 100,000 regular listeners, you have thousands of people that are experiencing all these points, right? You know, you either have formulation, concentration, momentum. The fear that I have for all of you guys who are in the momentum stage is that you stop working. You get lazy. You get complacent. You spend too much time at the beach. You take too much time to fly to Europe. You start spending too much money on private air travel. You know, you start doing dumb shit that basically is going to force you back into concentration. You accumulate too much debt. You start creating personal problems, start creating health problems. That all happens in the momentum stage. And you guys, that's the danger of being in momentum. Now, you know when you're in momentum because it doesn't feel stressful. It feels like you've made it. Matter of fact, in real estate, we have this tendency to, I don't know, overly celebrate successes, you know. People will put you on stage, they'll give you awards and plaques, and they'll kiss your butt, and it'll just be overwhelming. That's momentum. That's when you're in the momentum stage. But again, you might start thinking and fooling yourself, I've got it all figured out. So here's where a lot of you will join coaching, private coaching, the expensive coaching with Julie and I, right, where you pay $2,000 a month to have Julie and I as your personal coach. Many of the people that come to us are in that or were in that momentum phase where you think you had it all figured out, and now you feel it slipping through your fingers, or it already has slipped through your fingers, and now you're desperate, you're scared, you don't know what to do. You don't want to lose your lifestyle. You don't want to lose the prestige that you've earned, right? Because what happened was is that you worked your ass off in formulation. You might not even remember doing it. You worked your ass off in concentration, and now you've had some momentum, and now what happens is you didn't continue to do what was necessary. You didn't continue to do what you didn't want to do when you didn't want to do it. See, I didn't tell you that you could stop working when you were in momentum, did I? I didn't say that. I said you had to continue doing what you didn't want to do when you didn't want to do it at the highest level, which really is, you know, when you drill it down, it comes down to basically 3 to 5 things you have to do every single day, which is, by the way, part of the real estate treasure map. And then you can stay in momentum. We're going to talk tomorrow about breakthrough. And breakthrough, which is really exciting, it's when you can – I'll kind of like preamble it for you. So when you're in momentum, right, so you're in your jet. And let's say now – I'll even make it more fun. You're in momentum and you're in your private jet. And you're not flying it, of course. You're back in the, you know, nice part of the plane. And let's say you decide you want to go to the next altitude, so you phone up on your gold phone to your pilot, and you say, Jeeves, please take us, or whatever. I don't know if Jeeves is a good pilot. Damn, probably not. Take us to the next, you know, I want to go from 30,000 feet to 40,000 feet. No problem. What does the pilot have to do? You're sitting back there in your leather-clad recliner, drinking your champagne, you know, whatever you're doing back there. And then all of a sudden, the pilot acknowledges what you said. You want to go to the next altitude. And so the plane starts to shake a little bit. You can hear the jet engines being spooled up. And all of a sudden, it goes to the next, it, you know, climbs 5,000 or 10,000 feet. You guys can do the same thing. And when you're in momentum, this is how I'm going to leave today's show. When you're in momentum, it's incredibly important that you do not stay at a certain level too long. You have to go to the next level or you will lose what you have. We are not designed by God to stay complacent. Complacency is not even – I know what the word means, but it doesn't really have a meaning because you can't be complacent. You never really truly are complacent. So it's like the word itself is a lie. Being complacent is essentially where, you know, you obviously think you can just stay static, but nothing around you stays static, not in your body, not in your environment, not in your finances. If you're not always striving to improve, you lose what you have. You don't keep – people that get to this point where they think they have it all figured out, you will lose everything that you have within 24 to 36 months. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about because you've experienced that. And that is nothing but essentially it's a behavior pattern that you can adjust. You can change it. So we're going to be picking up tomorrow where we left off today, and we're going to be talking more about that. Again, momentum is where they develop ego. Julie, are you already on the premiere call? Yes, she is. So, guys, listen, here's the bottom line. We're going to pick up where we left off tomorrow. I know a lot of you guys are using this for your office training. A lot of you are using this for your team training. This topic is really critically important because it relates to every single one of you. The hard part that you have to do is admit where you are, accept your self-imposed limitations, and then be willing to embrace the suck, okay? Real estate is the only industry I know about that requires virtually no education, doesn't even require a college degree, and you can make literally millions of dollars. There's no other business like that. There's no other you can't buy a franchise. You can't do anything else that requires so little startup capital, so little money to keep the business running and make so much money. This industry is a blessing, but it also can be a curse. And so tomorrow we're going to talk with all of you guys about how to continue the momentum, how to basically make this industry, make this business essentially the dream-fulfilling machine that it really should for all of you. If you need us for anything, always email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.